climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Jolynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show on this Free Thinker Friday. And joining me in studio is Mark and Diantha Hopkins of Braver Angels. And before the break, we were talking about how important it is to engage and to have productive conversations. And the Braver Angels way is designed to get the mudslinging out of the way and allow for that real productive conversation to take place. Now look, there's no question that ranked choice voting is a topic that spurs a lot of emotion. I've seen a lot of people get pretty fired up about it. And Mark, as you and I were talking, what's kind of interesting about this is that people either have really strong opinions about it or they don't really know a lot about it, and there's a lot of confusion and kind of some misconceptions. So this is going to kind of break that down. Let's start with you, Mark. What is one of the misconceptions you've heard about ranked choice voting?
That's a great question. One of the biggest things that I think people misunderstand about ranked choice voting, not very good at this, how there's a difference between ranked choice voting and open primaries. And that was one of the concerns I had. We had a debate in Rexburg City Hall a month or two ago. They advertised it as open primaries and discussed about that, but we got there and it was nothing but ranked choice voting. And, you know, I'm going to pass this over to Diantha. She's better at it.
Well, Mark, I think you're right there. I think there have been some bits of information that kind of crisscross, and that's promoting a lot of confusion. So, Diantha, it sounds like this event that Braver Angels is putting on is going to be able to shatter some of those stereotypes and clear up some confusion.
Yeah, no, I think mostly what we wanted is we have this proposition. It might be on the ballot, it might not be, but we have a lot of people actively promoting the idea of open primaries. But along with that, what would be on the ballot is ranked choice voting. And Mark and I, we just want people to know what they're voting for. We want people to know what they're signing petitions for. We want them to really understand that issue and understand specifically how people in their local community feel about it. Because you can go on websites, you can search, you know, ranked choice voting on the internet and watch tons of videos about it. But it's another thing to hear from your neighbor who's down the street from you, who lives in Idaho, and says, this is how I think this is going to affect us. And that's what we want to give people an opportunity to hear.
You're opening up that conversation. You know, I think you're exactly right, Diantha. You can get all the information, but when we bring that local perspective, I think that's the soul that we really need in order to, as you said, Mark, really understand it, because there's always much more to everything than just meets the eye. And with every issue, we know through past experience, and history teaches us, that there are always some unintended consequences that come about, and those aren't always pushed onto center stage. So this is going to be an opportunity to really just discuss all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it isn't about Braver Angels, as I understand it, taking a position.
That's exactly right. And that's what we want to encourage people. We're not running this to promote a specific side of this position. We're not involved in any specific political campaign here or any other organization other than Braver Angels. Our whole point is just to help build understanding and build bridges between people in the community.
And let's get some more details out there. So this is March 14th, 6:30 to 8 at Madison Middle School. And what do you hope that people will walk away with?
Honestly, I want people to know what ranked choice voting really is, and to know about it. As I've tried to get the word out to people I know personally here in the community. Really, nobody knows. They have no idea. And without trying to put a position where I stand on it, it really concerns me, because this is something that could impact the way we vote from here on out.
Right. The stakes are high,
and
for sure,
it's
Mark.
Really, really high. And like you just said, you know, it could be end up being a great consequence. You know, it might be good for Idaho, or it could be something we regret. And I don't want to be something where, good intentions lead are a quick way to hell.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a much better way. That's why she's here with me, to keep me on the right path.
Well, and as you brought up earlier, Mark, this is also something, learning this style, that could benefit families everywhere and help them navigate through some disagreements and challenges. One other thing that I loved that I saw on your website, in Braver Angels, neither side is teaching the other or giving feedback on how to think or say things differently. Expand on that for us a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, I think it's really important to just really check your assumptions. And that's one thing that has been so valuable for me since I've joined Braver Angels, is just constantly checking my assumptions about, you know, when I first married Mark back in 2020, it was crazy. It was COVID. Everything was going crazy. And it forced me to recognize that I had so many assumptions about, you know, some of the political beliefs he held, and a lot of them were frankly wrong. And it wasn't until I learned to let him define his views and his beliefs in his language and take the time to really understand what that meant to him, that I was able to realize, you know, some of the errors in my assumptions. And that's, I think, exactly what Braver Angels is trying to help people to do, is just let people speak in a way and voice their ideas in the way that feels right to them, and then ask questions about it and try to understand it and not assume that you understand what they mean.
That understanding is such a key piece. And I think you're right, Diantha. I think we all let our emotions sometimes lead us to assumptions. It's human nature. So to be able to have a system that encourages you to take a step back and let people define their own views instead of doing it for them. I mean, think about so many of the big issues. We have people telling other people what their beliefs really mean. Any final thoughts you would like people to know about this upcoming debate on March 14th?
I walk away from Braver Angels debates feeling just empowered. I haven't felt that way about politics for a while.
Please come. We would love to see you. At the end, after the debate, there will be some time for a little refreshment, cookies, and speak to each other as neighbors and friends afterwards. There is no enemies. We want to come together.
I love that. Coming together, and who doesn't enjoy a cookie? I'm telling you what, that's a good thing. So thank you both so much for stopping by and shedding some light on how we can use these techniques to create a lot more unity in our community.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Mark and Diantha Hopkins of Braver Angels, have a great day.
Thank you.